Schenectady yesterday. Amen. And we just thank God for another day. He doesn't have to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us know we have children in college. I heard an all-star running back for Auburn University, a freshman, was shot last night and killed in a park. Amen. So we serve an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus, who's a keeper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody want more of God? I want more of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Thank you. Friday night. I'm still feasting. Holiness unto the Lord. It ties, I mean, do you see what God is doing and how we're being fed spiritually by the finest of the wheat? Ella Camp's been teaching a series of getting your house in order. Amen? Minister Paulette came behind him. She preached about the importance of the destination of your soul. Ella Tinsley spoke about not letting fear overcome you. Amen? And overcoming fear. God has been richly blessing us with the finest of the wheat. And if you weren't here Friday, and I know some of you have to work, but if you weren't here Friday, you missed a treat. Because we're all tools and vessels in God's hands. And God used Sister Karen Bloomfield Friday night. I didn't know who was going to speak until Ella Camp had called me and told me. But whoever it was, I was praying for him. And God just used it. I love to see how God uses people. That's the attitude we're supposed to have. Amen. No jealousy. Amen. Amen. No envy, no jealousy. We should pray one for another, and when God uses somebody, rejoice. My goodness. Like Ella Lee's always talking about, we're a team. And we're on the same team. Remember that message in the gym? Team Jesus. Whose team are you on? All right now. Team Jesus. Whose team? Either you on the devil's team or you on Jesus' team. Ain't no in between. Is that all right? Is that Bible? Either you're on Jesus' team or you're on the devil's team. And I like how the other camp flashes it on the screen there. You can't walk with Jesus or walk with God holding hands with the devil. Holiness unto the Lord. You see all that time? How you gonna be saved and have one foot in church and one foot in the world? It don't work like that. There's no middle ground. I'm not that bad a person. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Word of God says that we're all as filthy rags in his sight. There's, you know, listen, all of our righteousness, the scripture says, is but filthy rags. As good as you can be, if you're not covered under the blood, you gotta be covered under the blood. Amen? That's the reason for the season. He came to die for you and I. He came to rescue you and I. And he came the first time. Ties in with the message today. I'd like for you all to stand and turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Not going to hold you long. I'm going to give you what God has put on my heart. And then I'm going to get out of the way. I know you don't want to listen to you watch your football games. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. As long as we hear from heaven, first of all, amen? As long as we put God first. There's nothing wrong with sports. As long as we don't get into the worshiping of sports. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 1. We are living in the last and evil days. Amen. Amen. Let us read this because I don't want y'all to stand too long. Y'all get all weary and carry on. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter number 1. We're going to pick this up in verse number. What did I get on the board here? Let me check it out. Verse number 6. I just wanted to make sure. I'll read it from the screen. Let us read together, okay? All right, let us read. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come now as ye have seen him go into heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon we thank you for your precious word. Help us to hide it in our heart that we sin not against thee. Let some precious soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you for the man of God and the woman of God you have placed over us. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. Help us to realize that, Lord, you have called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Now, Lord God, you take full control. Speak to our hearts this afternoon. In Jesus' precious name, let us say amen. Little aqua for me. I'd like to take for a short thought this afternoon the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand, like Sister Karen said Friday night, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. We're just vessels and tools in God's hands. All I can do with this great message is skim the surface. There's so many scriptures, time does not permit you to teach and preach this message till he comes. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In order for him to come the second time, he had to come the first time, amen? That's common sense. He came the first time. History proves that he came the first time. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. Look at all the evidence that stands against the unsaved. Let us turn to, Second Peter, third chapter. I gotta go here. All the evidence, Second Peter, third chapter. All the evidence that stands against the unsaved. Hallelujah. Second Peter, third chapter. Where are we going? Let's pick it up in verse number 10. Verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a what? Deep in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be what? Burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be, and what our whole conversation? Now the two angels in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, they said, this same Jesus that has went up before you, he's going to come again in like manner. This same Jesus. With that in mind, let's turn to the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations. So many scriptures. Revelations 19th chapter. Starting with verse 11. Revelations chapter 19, verse 11. If you have it, say amen. Other than that, it's on the screen. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a what? White horse, and he that sat upon him was called what? Faithful and true. And in what? Righteousness, he what? Doeth judge and make war. His what? His eyes were as a flame of what? And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the what? The Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth, whoo, goeth a what? Sharp sword. My goodness. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Remember when he was in the garden, St. John's Gospel, and they came to arrest him? That was just a little preview. He hadn't even gone to Calvary yet. And he said, whom do you seek? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. 18th chapter of St. John's, if I'm not mistaken. And Jesus said, when he said, I am, because he had the nature of God and he had the nature of man, when he said, he spoke as the mighty God. And when he said, I am, the Bible, the Word of God said that they went backwards and they did what? Ooh. Now, he hadn't even went to Calvary yet. The Bible said they went backwards and they fell down. Shabakunda. Jesus says that. Jesus said, no man taketh my life. He said, but I lay it down. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to raise it up. If he didn't want to go, he didn't have to go. He could have changed his mind. But can you imagine, he had all that power in that body, and he humbled himself. Now, why do you think he did that? Caused him to go backwards and fall down. He allowed that to happen to show them that you're not taking me because you want to take me. You're not taking me because you think I'm defeated. Because even when it looked like he was defeated, he was victorious. Amen? Even when it looked like he was defeated, he was victorious. Because he got the victory in dying. The sun refused to shine. The elements of nature. He was the very creator of the elements of nature. But he spoke that word. And the Bible says they went backwards and they fell down. Well, I get encouraged when I read that. You talk about power? Power? Power. And all he's going to do is open his mouth when he comes back the second time. He's going to open his mouth. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. This word is like a sharp sword. And brothers and sisters, it will cut you and I. It will cut the speaker. And it will cut those who are unsaved. Amen? This word will cut you. It'll find you out. It'll get down in the innermost parts of your heart and your being. And then, ooh, it'll convict you. Make you squirm all in your seat. Woo! That with it, he should smite the what? Smite the nations. And he shall rule them with what? Ooh, woo! With a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness with the what? Now listen, he came the first time as a lowly lamb. He came the first time as a sacrificial lamb, amen? He came the first time and they spit on him, they whipped him and they beat him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Amen? They put a robe on him and they mocked him and they belittled him. Isaiah said that his visage was more marred than any man. He was like raw hamburger when he was on the cross, unrecognizable. These little pictures you see of Jesus on the cross with little trickles of blood coming out. No, it's nothing like that. He looked like raw hamburger when they finished him. You gotta be mindful, that body was prepared for him to go through that suffering. This is why when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went through the agony that he went through. Because the flesh knew what it was gonna have to endure. The flesh knew what it was gonna go through. And he did it all for you and I. You think about it when you want to give in. I think about it. I need to think about it when I want to give in to temptation. We need to think about it when we want to throw in the towel. We need to think about it when we want to give up. What he had to go through in order for you and I to be sitting here this afternoon. Jesus is the reason for the season. They try to make it look all festive and all nice. He came here for sinners and to die for sinners. Amen? That was his sole purpose of coming here. The Bible tells us in the book of St. Luke, the ninth chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. When it was time for him to go and lay down his life, the Bible said he set his face towards Jerusalem because he knew it was time to go. And this afternoon, you and I need to set our face towards heaven. We need to have our minds made up, like Sister Karen said. Our hearts have to be fixed. Come what may, I'm going to be saved. Come what may, I'm laying my life down if it has to be. Because my life don't belong to me anyway. It never did. One of the biggest deceptions of those who are unsaved, that they belong to themselves. Word of God tells us that they belong to Satan. You and I belong to Satan before we got saved. That's not my words. That's the word. I got scripture to back it up. If you're not walking in the light, you're walking in what? You're walking in what? Darkness. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. Listen, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, you let him, ain't gonna be no middle ground. Either you're for me or you're against me. And if you don't take on the mark, that's right, it's coming off. I ain't talking no necktie either. I'm talking about your neck. ISIS is just giving folks a preview of what's gonna happen. It's time to be saved. It's time to be for real. And he have on his vesture. Go back before that. Go back to scripture before that. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Do you realize that when he comes back the second time, there are going to be people that are going to give him a hard time? He came the first time and they gave him a hard time. He's going to come back the second time and turn to the sixth chapter of Revelations. Lord Jesus, let me show you something. Sixth chapter of Revelations. Hashabakunda. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share this with you. Revelation 6 chapter, verse number 12. Go to that right quick. Let me show you this talking about. If you have a Bible, do you have it? If you don't, it's on the screen. Revelation chapter number 6, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree cast of her untimely figs, and she is when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed, listen to this, And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. A geographical shift is going to take place when he cracks that sky. Now look at this. Woo, you need to underline this. You need to highlight this. You need to remember this. You need to read this. Get it down in your soul, in your innermost being. And the kings of the, let's read this together. And the kings of the, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, come on, and every bond man, and every free man, hid what? They did what? They did what? Hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Why? Why did they do that? Next verse, please. And said to the mountains and the rocks. Now they're talking about the mountains and the rocks. They're crying out to them. Fall on who? Fall on us. And what? And hide us from the face of him that what? When Adam willfully disobeyed God, and the Bible says in the third chapter of Genesis, they heard the voice of the Lord coming and walking in the coolness of the afternoon. What did they do? When Adam messed up and they heard God coming and that fellowship was cut off, that relationship was cut off, and they heard God coming, God came right where they were, knew what they had done, looking for them, looking for his creation. And the Bible says they hid themselves. How foolish can man be trying to hide from Almighty God? He who has the all-seeing eye. Amen? Go back to that scripture, please. I'm not finished with that. And said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his what? And what? When he comes back, and it's going to take him to straighten this mess out down here, amen? When he comes back and cracks that sky, when he comes back, the mighty men, the rich men, the bond men, the free men, amen? All them big shots, all them hot shots, huh? Can't tell them nothing, right? All them rich folks that are high and mighty and don't think they have any need for God. All these big shot politicians. Mm-hmm. Stepping on the little man, crushing him. There's people that are still in physical slavery. Do you realize that? Bondmen and freemen. When Jesus comes back, and it's going to take him to straighten this mess out. And isn't it a mess? It's a cesspool of mess, isn't it? Look, I mean, and the Holy Ghost inside me is grieved with the wickedness in this world. I'm sick of it. I mean, it's got to the point where I don't even want to look at the news anymore. They're trying to desensitize you and I. That's what they're doing. Because everything on there is evil and wicked and wicked and evil. Children getting killed left and right. Just recently, two policemen got shot down in New York, saying that it was a revenge thing of the black guys that have been killed. And then the guy that shot him killed himself. This just happened recently. I happened to catch it on the news this morning. So much mess is happening, you can't keep up. The Bible says that men's hearts shall fail them for fear that's coming on the face of the earth. Outside of Christ, you don't have a chance. You ain't got a chance. You'll lose your natural mind. This is why the theme for this year is a right mind. The only right mind is a saved mind. The scripture says in Philippians 2nd chapter, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The only right mind is a saved mind, because when you give your mind over to God, He's the only one that'll give you perfect peace. You can't have true peace outside of the Prince of Peace. It don't work that way. You and I are blessed. You and I are blessed. Do you realize who you are? You and I are the apple of His eye, the center of His will. We are the bride of Christ. There are a lot of religious people that think they're a part of the bride. They're not. They're just religious. You and I, who have repented of our sins, been baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of our sins, and have been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, He's coming back for us. We are the true bride of Christ. We have been born of the water and of the Spirit. We are the ones continuing steadfastly after the apostles' doctrine. He's coming back for us. And we must live like it, walk like it, and talk like it. It's time to be for real. And listen, if you don't want to be saved, leave, follow, or get out of the way. That's right. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Excuse me, if you don't want to be saved, I'm going on. Because you and I can't go to heaven on somebody's coattail. It don't work like that. You and I got to be saved for ourselves. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You may not like it or not, but this is the Spirit of God. Every Bible study, every prayer meeting, every time we have church. Listen, I know some people have to work. I know some people get sick, but listen, the time is right now. We can't afford to miss church. And we have, we have prayer on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. When we get this new church, oh, it's going to blow right through the ceiling. We can do so much more. This is what God is trying to get us to see. But if you have that lackadaisical, slothful, don't want to do nothing for Christ attitude right now, you can't take that up on the hill. You got to get rid of it and ask God to help you to have a mind to be for real. Get out of the wagon and help push the wagon. It's time to be saved. God wants us to love one another. He doesn't want us to be backbiting and fighting one another. He doesn't want us to be jealous of one another. He wants us to lift one another up. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. It's time to be saved. Time is late. People are dying and they're lost. Don't you see what the devil's trying to do? He wants to divide us. If he could get a wedge in here and divide us, then he's accomplished his mission. God wants us to be unified. There's power in unity. Even in the negative, there's power in unity. How much more in the positive? When they were building the Tower of Babel, God said, I got to go down there. Them folks on one mind. And they're doing it for evil. But on the day of Pentecost, in the 120 in the upper room, they was on one mind and one accord. Woo! And suddenly the Bible says, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It amazes me how the word of God is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Some folks like to say, oh, I wish I could live in Bible times when Moses in the Red Sea and then. Well, we never stop living in Bible times. And you and I, and I've said this before, you and I, like Mordecai told Esther, who knows except the Lord has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. We have been brought into this spiritual kingdom to be used of God, not some of us, but all of us. Everybody say all of us. All of us. All of us have been brought into this kingdom for such a time as this because all of us can win a soul to Jesus. Each one win one. That's right. On the job, in the school, in your community, unsaved lovers, all of us, God wants to use all of us. We are on the winning team. We are on the winning side. And the devil can't stand any of us. Hates us. Do you know why the devil hates us? Because he doesn't have us anymore. You should be shouting over that one. We don't belong to him anymore. Amen? And if you don't belong to Satan, you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stand. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want the ministers to come forth. Altar call team. It's time to be saved. Time to be right. Every day that God allows you and I to see another day, that's one day closer to eternity. That's my attitude. God, you let me see another day. You must want me to continue to work in your vineyard. Hallelujah. We don't get any retirement until we pass away. Amen. And the spirit and soul leave this body and we go on home to our eternal rest. Hallelujah. Our eternal rest. You and I have to have our minds set on eternity. Hallelujah. For God I live and for God I die. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.